You are tuned to KPFZ. That's what I said. Lake County Community Radio 88.1. You are in the free zone with T. Watts and the king of the funky bass, Mr. Larry Graham. Larry.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well, my king of the funky bass brother. Man, you're with Prince and Sheila E., and you brought your whole group. I thought it was just going to be you, but the whole Central Station is there. Is that correct?
Yeah, Larry Graham and Graham Central Station was in the house at the Oracle on Monday.
Yeah.
And also Sheila E. and Carlos Santana, he played too.
I did see that Carlos showed up. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was my whole band.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a great time.
So is the personnel still the same with your band? Ashley Cole, Wilton Rabb, Jimmy McKinney, Brian Brazil, and David Council?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
When we last talked, you were kicking off your 2010 tour, and you hadn't been on the road with your band in probably 10 years. Is that correct?
It's been a while. I've been doing a lot of stuff with other people. Of course, I've been doing a lot of stuff with Prince, but I'm doing like an extensive tour like we did last year. I hadn't done it in a while.
Okay. So what were the highlights of that 2010 tour? I know you played Eastern Europe, you played B.B. King's, you played a bunch of places. You played Minneapolis.
We had a lot of highlights. Prince surprised us and showed up at the B.B. King's and sat in, and that was a lot of fun. We didn't have any idea he was coming.
I see.
And so that was a lot of fun. Another highlight, we got a chance to play in Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that was a highlight because we'd never been there before.
I heard they liked the funk in Istanbul.
They liked the funk. The folks got down. We had a great time.
Yeah.
And then the next following two days,
mm-hmm.
We were actually off in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks that was working with us for the International Jazz Festival, I think it was the 17th,
mm-hmm.
The interpreters, we had them with us for the next 3 days there, so we were able to get around the country with interpreters, so you could really get a chance to see and do everything. So
I see.
That was a great highlight. And then in other places in Europe, and then, of course, you know, we love Japan, too.
Yes, sir. And they love you, don't they?
Yeah. But the highlight that kicked it off was really the first date of the tour was home at the Regency.
Yes, sir. I was there. I saw it. It was like, wow, the crowd, they wouldn't even let you talk. You know, they were screaming so loud when you first took the mic.
Yeah, they was happy to see us, and we were happy to see them.
Yeah.
There was a lot of love was going on in the room.
Yeah, you really got down. You really got down.
And that happened Monday too. It was quite a bit of excitement going on at the Oracle for the Monday show, and then we play again tonight.
Yes, sir.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be playing. It'll be Graham Central Station again.
Mm-hmm. And then they added a third show as well. Third
uh-huh.
show, yeah. Very mm-hmm. cool. Very cool. Tell me about your gear setup, man. What kind of guitar and if you're able to disclose your trade secrets here.
Yeah, my bass is made in Japan. I helped design it with the company Moon, Moon.
Uh-huh.
And that was years ago, but when I went back this last time, that made me a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing that. And mm-hmm. then for my amps, I just started endorsing Warwick, Warwick.
Uh-huh.
They make, you know, instruments and amps.
I see.
Guitars and basses and amps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm endorsing them. So that's the latest setup. Pedal boards and stuff, that's been the same for years.
I see. I was perusing your website, and I saw pictures of you at the NAMM Awards show.
That's why I was there for the Warwick.
Okay.
Folks.
And at one point, you were playing a rainbow-colored bass, as I recall.
Yeah, that wasn't mine, though.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Yeah, somebody just put that in my hand.
Right, right. There was pictures of you and your protege, Bootsy Collins, William Bootsy Collins, and ironically enough, as I recall, you both had on purple.
We sure did.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hadn't even discussed it.
Mm-hmm. However, it seems that you like to perform in white. Is there a reason that you do that?
No particular reason.
Okay.
Yeah, just do.
I see. Listen, man, you sound very relaxed. Let's see, you got about six and a half hours to showtime. You sound very relaxed. How do you unwind after a major effort like Monday night?
Well, first thing I can't do is go right to sleep.
I'm sure. I'm so sure.
You got to kind of wind down, and and so we usually go back to the hotel and just hang out, mm-hmm. and maybe a few hours later then I can get some good sleep. But yesterday was an off day for us.
Right.
So we were able to get like a lot of rest. So we'll be good and fresh for tonight.
Yeah. Did you do anything special yesterday?
No, I just mainly stayed at the hotel and chilled.
I see.
Chilled out. Talked to family. Of course, I got a lot of family and stuff here.
Yeah, yeah.
So did a lot of, talking to family and stuff on the phone. And then my wife, Tina, is also from here, so more family. And my daughter and her three kids are with us. They flew in with us.
I see.
So they are here. So we had the whole gang there.
Right. You know, I've heard some very positive affirmations about your son Derek as an artist, and as a matter of fact, I know a bass player that auditioned for the band Derek was fronting a few years back. What's going on with Derek's career?
Well, he's right now in the process of writing and trying to get some material recorded, also on his daughter, who's been in quite a number of plays in the Bay and Sacramento, and so she's into acting and singing. I think his next project is that.
Your granddaughter, his daughter.
My granddaughter,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
My name is Aaron, and so that's the next music project he's working on. And then he just got remarried not long ago. He married Barry Gordy's daughter, Sherry Gordy.
Well, I say.
And so we were all in Vegas for the reception last week.
Okay.
And so that's something very new and big in his life.
I see.
Right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As soon as he comes down for a landing, then he'll get back to his music.
Yeah, yeah. So you missed the 20 inches of snow in Minneapolis, I guess. Your guy Kenny was telling me that it snowed 20 inches a couple of days ago. You missed all that, huh?
It was a big snowstorm the day that we flew out. And as a matter of fact, my daughter heard about it coming. And we, at the last minute, were able to change our flights to get out early on, what day was it, Sunday. I think it was, yeah, Sunday.
I see.
And to get in. And then some flights right after ours got canceled.
Wow. God is good, ain't he?
Yeah, so I wanted to, I'd much rather get in the day before the show than the day of the show, when possible.
Yeah,
we've been getting some snow, but some other parts of the country been getting hit hard, too.
Yeah,
We're not the worst on the map with the snow stuff right now.
So, being a California-bred kind of guy, you acclimated, you and your family have acclimated to the harsh Minnesota weather's okay, huh? You're Minnesotians now.
Well, I'm not, and I've never have been into cold.
right.
You know, we just have to deal with it. You know, but spring, summer, and fall is absolutely beautiful. But that cold stuff, all that below zero stuff.
Yeah.
That ain't me.
I hear you.
You know, so I can't say I'm used to it or acclimated or any of that. Just deal with it.
I see.
You know, and just learn how to dress, and learn, how to not be outside more than you have to be.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and sir. If possible, four-wheel drive is nice to have.
That's the way to go, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, that when it gets really icy and stuff, like even to get up my driveway,
mm-hmm.
you know, my daughter has front-wheel drive, and sometimes it could be a challenge for her.
I see.
And her car is newer than mine.
I see.
It's front-wheel drive. That's why I said four-wheel drive.
Works way better, yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Listen, last time we talked, you were talking about the new CD. You said you've got a lot of tracks, but you had no release date. How's that coming?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that out this year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I really would like to do. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But that's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
So if it doesn't happen for some reason, it should happen soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking for that.
We'll
be looking for that. Do you have a title for it yet?
Something that I'm playing with. So
okay.
I'll just wait until I lock it in before.
Okay. Very good.
Exactly.
Listen, man, as the king of the funky bass, as evidenced on your website, a picture of you and Boots. Was there a picture of you and Victor Wooten, too?
I think there is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what I want to ask you. Did you ever meet Jaco Pastorius?
I can't recall meeting him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Victor was at the NAMM show as well.
Uh-huh.
And we took quite a few pictures together, all of us, me, him, and Bootsy.
Some of the other
players.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, you played a bill with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, did you not?
Yeah, we played the Woodstock together.
Absolutely.
Carlos Santana was there, too. We was just talking
mm-hmm.
about that the other night. And,
mm-hmm.
And a bunch of folks. Hendrix also, we played together at the Isle of Wight.
Oh, the Isle of Wight? You guys played that? That was his last festival, I believe.
If I'm not mistaken, it was one after that. The last one, I think, was in Germany.
Was in Germany. That wasn't okay. Isle of Wight was where?
That's off the coast of England.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But the big festival in Germany,
mm-hmm.
We played there together
mm-hmm.
as well. And then I saw, also, wait a minute, in New York,
Madison Square?
No, he opened for us at the Fillmore East.
Oh. He opened for y'all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, to feel more ease.
Okay.
And that was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall having any personal conversations with him or interaction?
Not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little that I did have seemed like it was a very, very, very nice person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we had some contact, but we didn't get a chance to, like, hang a whole lot.
Right. Speaking of which... The interviewer for the reviewer for the San Francisco Bay Guardian mentioned that your bass solos Monday night were so off the chain that Hendrix would have sat up and took notice had he been a low end bass player. that's what she wrote. So
oh wow,
she sure did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, musically, I'm sure that if we ever did play together, I'm sure that we would have been.
I'm sure
getting along together just great.
Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. if he liked what I do, I certainly like what he does. I love what he does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. I'm told that you're going to bring your group back to the Bay Area in April.
Yeah, April 8th and 9th at Yoshi's
mm-hmm.
over in San Francisco. We'll be doing four shows total.
Okay.
Yeah, two on Friday night and two on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We talked about this last time as well. You seem to like to work in April around Easter. Or is that just coincidence?
Just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, it's April because that's the opening that they wanted us to be able to play if possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we go to New York, to B.B. King's in New York
mm-hmm.
on the 3rd of June. And,
mm-hmm.
Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, June 4th. And Aaron's Amphitheater, August 13th in Atlanta.
I see.
Hollywood Bowl in L.A., 14th. But in between that and July, we got some dates in Europe. We'll be going over to Europe too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not going to hold you. You guys got sound check today, or do you have to do it again? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The because they had to take everything down. I think there was a game there Tuesday night.
May have been.
Yeah.
May have been.
But yeah, we got to sound check again.
Okay. Well, man, look, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to come over, come on the phone and talk to us at KPFZ 88.1, and we were hoping to be able to be in attendance, if not tonight, maybe tomorrow night.
Great.
And thank you and Kenny Stevens for hooking us up again, Larry, and the best of God's blessings upon you, and we'll be talking again soon.
Okay, and to all the fans that's listening, just thank you for all the years of love and support and really being behind us. And so we look forward to seeing all of you in the very near future. If not this week, we see you in April at Yoshi.
At Yoshi San Francisco. Yes,
San
sir.
Francisco Yoshi.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.